This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Sibilance. Sibilance. The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Check, 1, 2, 3. Money order. Bitcoin, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think it's working. What do you guys think?
Eddie Torres.
Eddie Torres. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is the probably one in a series of one-time editions of what I'm going to call Sci-Fi Sunday.
Sci-Fi Sunday.
Ooh, Sci-Fi Sunday, because I happen to have, and Peakless Mountaineer and I have discussed at least one of these three things, but I have three topics for tonight's in articles to coincide that are sort of science fiction-ish, although they're a little more based in reality than science fiction would be, but some, you know, pretty far out, man. Like, wow, far out.
Well, we absolutely do live in science fiction times.
Well, we certainly live in a dystopian future. If you'd have told me in, say, I don't know, 2005, that if you went out in your daily life, you know, grocery shopping, to the gas station, whatever, just doing your regular mundane stuff that you do as a human to get by these days, that everybody would be wearing masks and avoiding, you know, you within, like, say, 6 feet or so and all this kind of thing, and that, you know, the government would be cracking down on people for not doing these things, I would have said, yeah, right, whatever. But no, we're here.
And it's a good day to do it, because right now everyone except for the nerds are preoccupied.
Are you talking about the superb owl?
I could be. Are we talking about that? I marked this day because it's like my Free Talk Live anniversary day.
Is it really?
Like my first night on Free Talk Live was a superb owl.
Wow.
Sunday.
Well, happy, you know, happy anniversary.
So I just go, oh, it's that day? I'm on. I got here for that many years now.
How many years
actually
has
didn't,
it been?
I had no idea that was tonight.
Two years.
You're two.
I know. Oh, it's wow. So special.
Well, I mean, I'd like to not have any, like, real crying outbursts, if possible.
Yeah. Well, it's too late, Captain.
I did not bring an extra bottle with a nipple on it for you, so.
Oh. I thought you'd carry a box of tissue with you everywhere.
No. Oh. I just use my sleeve.
Oh, okay. Remind me never to borrow socks from you.
Sometimes I'll just wipe my nose with, like, my index finger and then wipe it on my pants.
Okay.
You know?
That's a pretty standard move.
Yeah. You know, it makes for good decor later. At any rate, this is Free Talk Live. You've tuned into the right program. Our telephone number, should you wish to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160.
Please again, call so we can stop listening to Captain Snotty Sleeve stories.
Jeez, man, we haven't gotten started, man. We're only like 2 minutes into the show.
He's got at least a dozen more Snotty Sleeve stories. Just look at his show prep screen.
603-283-6160 if you would like to join us. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Rich E. Rich.
Yes, emphasis on the E, so I've learned. Yes, yeah. I always thought just your first name was Richie.
Yeah.
Or I say E and then last name Rich, but no, apparently it's Rich and then space and then E,
right.
Period, and then Rich again after that space, right?
Yeah, basically.
Now, if I look at his show prep screen, we might actually have an infinite number of Snotty Sleeve stories, because we might end up in a closed time-like loop.
Oh, are you segueing into the sci-fi aspect of Sci-Fi Sunday?
It sounds like Peakless Mountaineer is tired of listening to my Snotty Sleeve stories and wishes to commence with the topic of du jour.
I have this theory that there are some things, if you name them, then they never occur. So, you know, of the time-like loops, I'd like to avoid getting locked into.
Return to normal.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
I just named it.
Ah. Although you were talking about, like, things that I wouldn't believe if you told me in 2005. One of them, the Red Scare that happens now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never saw that coming. Like, it's a Russian agent! Russian agent! Russian agents under the bushes! Russian agents running for president!
Well, and the Chinese scare, too, right? Oh, it's the Chinese!
I mean, I guess I watched too many 80s action movies. I just figured, like, the Russian scare is just an ongoing thing.
So you're talking about, what's the name of that movie? It's the star-studded cast, the Red Dawn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That is one of them.
Yeah.
Also Rocky, right?
This time we win.
And I might have had, you know, the blind optimism, Adrian, that we didn't end up in a 1984 version of reality.
Well, we did.
Yeah, because, I mean, that one pretty much spelled out. It didn't exactly spell out, but the whole, like, East Asia, Eurasia, Pacifica, or, sorry, Oceania. Yeah, that was the three superpowers that he saw coming, the Chinese, Russian, and American/European superpowers.
See, I remember China being on the rise in, you know, various form or fashion for decades at this point.
Yeah.
Like, learn Chinese. You don't need to take Spanish in high school. Learn Chinese because they're going to be, like, on the world stage by the time it's important.
But, like, everybody took Spanish anyway.
Because it's easier.
And more useful. I mean,
there's almost English.
If you want to talk to Chinese people, speak English. There's more English speakers there than here.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, so kicking things off, this is from sciencealert.com. This from their physics section. A physicist has worked out the math that makes paradox-free time travel plausible.
I saw that headline. I felt it was going to go over my head, so I didn't bother reading it. I went, ooh.
Yeah. Well, so for our listeners who don't know what a paradox is, in the concept of time travel, it's supposed to be, like, if you go back to, I don't know, kill Hitler or something, that it's impossible to do because the timeline will just write itself.
Sure.
That's because you can't have the paradox.
Well, I'm just glad you didn't make a joke about some pair of something or other.
Well, the most famous paradox in time travel talking circles, moving right along, is the grandfather paradox, which I've only seen successfully solved in media once, which was Fry becoming his own grandfather. But
Dr. Demento has a song called I'm My Own Grandpa.
Right?
And, of course, the easiest way for you to become your own grandfather is to just marry your grandmother.
Mm. It's hypothetically genetically possible, although freakishly unlikely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the idea that, well, if I go back in time and somehow, you know, prevent my own birth, then how can I build the time travel device later that I went back in time for?
Right, or that awkward moment during Back to the Future where the main character dude, you know, was maybe bordering on possibly banging his mom because, you know, she was hot and young. And he was there at the high school, you know, not being himself, but being, you know, the time traveler that he was.
Yeah, he was in great danger of paradoxing himself out of existence.
Yeah.
I like the Family Guy skit on that, where, like, George is talking to Lorraine about, like, how their son looks exactly like the guy she almost hooked up with at high school.
Almost.
Did you run into him about 15 years ago?
That would be disturbing.
This is written by a man called David Neild, N-I-E-L-D, not K-N-E-E-L apostrophe D.
On this timeline, it is.
All right. No one has yet managed to travel through time, at least to our knowledge. But the question
of... I'm traveling through time right now.
Backwards.
Just doing it very steadily and only in one direction.
Yeah, that's true. We're all moving forward in time, theoretically, because we only perceive time as linear.
I think the whole time travel myth has been debunked by MIT. I think it was MIT who had, like, the time travelers convention some years ago, and they were only going to do it once. Because, hey, if you're a time traveler, you know what it is. You just show up. And no one did.
Well, and that makes a lot of assumptions, like, they care.
Okay.
And that they, you know, feel like doing that. And that they didn't decide, well, you know, we could do that, but it might keep us from making the time travel device later.
Okay.
Well, the question of whether or not such a feat would be theoretically possible continues to fascinate scientists, as movies such as The Terminator, Donnie Darko, Back to the Future, and many other shows moving around in time creates a lot of problems for the fundamental rules of the universe.
12 Monkeys did it best.
That was pretty good, yeah. If you go back in time and stop your parents from meeting, for instance, how can you possibly exist in order to go back in time in the first place? This would be a paradox. It's a monumental head-scratcher known as the Grandfather Paradox. Thank you, Peakless Mountaineer.
You're welcome.
But in September last year, a physics student, Jermaine Tobar, from the University of Queensland, Australia, said he's worked out how to square the numbers, quote-unquote, to make time travel viable without paradoxes. Classical dynamics says if you know the state of a system at a particular time, this can tell us the entire history of the system, said Tobar back in September of 2020.
Also, its future, incidentally.
Indeed. However, Einstein's theory of general relativity predicts the existence of time loops or time travel, where an event can be both in the past and in the future of itself, theoretically turning the study of dynamics on its head. What the calculations show is that space-time can potentially adapt itself to avoid paradoxes. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Welcome back.
I don't remember the rest of the words.
I don't even remember the walk.
Hey, Mr. Carter. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Twice as far with a chocolate bar. That's right. Yeah, question my Dr. Demento affiliation. That's right. That's right. I got Demento credits, pal. It is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we're talking, or we just started talking about this article from ScienceAlert.com. A physicist has worked out the math that makes paradox-free time travel plausible. Not possible. There's a difference in the
because it's only on paper. He's only got the math down.
Well, no, plausible is bigger than possible.
Well, how so?
Well, okay, so it is possible that I just appeared out of nowhere. You know, if quantum physics is correct, it's possible.
Schrodinger's Peakless Mountaineer?
Right.
Okay.
So it's possible that every single atom in my body just sort of poofed into existence. It's possible. Really unlikely. It's not plausible that that happened.
What's more plausible is that you were, like, born and you grew up and, you know, you moved here and now you're on the show.
Hogwash!
Oh, that's an interesting concept for a business.
Hogwash?
Yeah, you know how they have, like, the dog wash?
Okay.
Where you can, like, bring your dog? How about you have one of those for pigs?
That would be stinky.
Talk about a niche market.
That's right.
Only for farmers out in the real rural areas?
If you were a time traveler, you'd know that that's never going to exist.
Or that it will exist and you know when to enter the market.
That's true. That is true. Movies such as The Terminator, Donnie Darko, Back to the Future, and many other shows move around in time, creating lots of problems for the fundamental rules of the universe. If you go back in time and stop your parents from meeting, for instance, how can you possibly exist in order to go back in time in the first place?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that. There's more to this article, but we do have some callers. So let's go to Greg in Vermont. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, first time caller from your not as free state next door.
Vermont, that is. Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for calling. What is on your mind tonight?
Well, quick comment on the time travel, then I'll get to my question.
Okay.
Considering every being creates a certain level of balance in the universe, if you went back in time, you throw the balance off and it would change everything anyways, unless you arrange to exchange places with someone from that same time.
But with time travel, you could also just return to the exact moment you left and everything would carry on as normal.
Yeah, one of the things that this theory goes into is that there may in fact be a sort of self-correcting mechanism to time travel.
Oh man, spoilers.
I know.
Like Captain America returning the Infinity Stone. All back in its place.
Yep.
Right when it was gone.
Just goes back. Yep. The old
I had a question I wanted to throw out at you.
Go ahead.
Over here in Vermont we have our two senators, one's a Democrat, the other one's listed as an independent.
Socialist.
Now, in the Senate right now, we have 50 Republicans. There's 49 Democrats and one independent. Why aren't the Republicans the party in control?
That is an interesting question. If it is true,
you would think they would be.
What's the answer, Greg?
I don't know.
Asking. Oh, I see. I thought there was a punchline.
So are you saying, hold on, so are you talking about Vermont or the U.S.?
The U.S. Senate.
I'm talking about the U.S.
Yeah, I actually didn't know about the independent. Is that Bernie Sanders?
Yes.
He doesn't count as an independent.
He is an independent.
Well, he's registered as an independent. He just always votes with the Democrats.
The thing is, the independent is lockstep with the Democratic Party.
What his point is he may be voting lockstep, right? But he's not registered as a Democrat. So there's the Republicans outnumber the registered Democrats and should have a Senate majority.
Well, so if your independent didn't vote lockstep with the Democratic Party, then that would be true. However, since it's 50-50 and they also have the tie-breaking vice president. Because that's the thing. The vice president breaks any ties in the Senate.
That gets to my other point. the vice president only comes into play if a tie needs to be broken.
And she's already done that once.
What's that?
She's already had to do that once. And right. Go figure.
The thing is constitutionally, that's the only time that the vice president votes in the Senate
right. Is
to break a tie.
Right. Right. But it's all
so even if Bernie Sanders changed his party designation to Democrat, it would still be a 50-50 split. So why would one party have any more control over the Senate than the other?
Because they have the tiebreaker. Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts today, Greg?
Those are my head scratchers. I appreciate you guys being on the air. I love listening to you.
I guess it's because there's no real power affiliation in the Senate, right? It's just how along what line are they going to vote?
Well, so right. When he first posited the question, you guys were talking about Bernie Sanders being the independent but yet voting Democrat. I was like, well, because one of them's a liar. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's the Senate we're talking about. They're all freaking liars.
Right.
So then, you know, the answer is that they're all a bunch of power-hungry tyrants, and, you know, whatever they vote on is going to mean more for them and less for you.
Right. Bernie Sanders' party affiliation is less important than how he votes on whatever issue. And if he's always going to vote left Democrat, then it's you know, if everything comes down to partisan lines, it's always going to be a 50-50 split, and Kamala Harris will be in there to push it over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't remember what came up, but she's already broken a tie, obviously in favor of the Democrats.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's been interesting hearing, like, it's the Republicans in control of the Senate, and it's like, no, they're not. It's like, oh, well, technically they outnumber the Democrats. It's like, yeah, that does not matter. Your party affiliation does not matter. So, hypothetically, you could have all 100 Republicans, but if 50 of them vote the way a Democrat would, then you would have essentially Democratic control of the Senate, because they'd have the 50-50 split, and then they'd have the vice president breaking the tie.
Would it be more important in the House, because then you would have the Speaker of the House for your party, if there was a split along party lines, or, you know, one way or the other in that chamber of Congress?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because Nancy Pelosi wouldn't be the Speaker of the House, right, because it would be a Republican in some form or fashion. And I don't know what that would do to the voting, but it would definitely change the power dynamic within the structure.
Yeah.
Or you could just have the exact same setup with an R instead of a D.
Yeah.
So Nancy Pelosi, the elected Republican.
Right. But if she was elected Republican, she wouldn't be Speaker of the House, because the Ds have the majority in the House of Representatives.
Well, she could just be elected as the Speaker of the House by the Republican Party.
If the Republican Party had the vote.
Mm.
Yeah.
If there were a time traveler amongst us, they would already know the answers to this and other questions, if they were from the future, in theory.
If they were from the past.
If they were from the future and came to the past, they would know the answers, in theory. 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live on the way.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the economy continues to struggle from the effects of the pandemic, the employment landscape is coming under more scrutiny. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's concerned by the current state of employment. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that after Friday's job report, the job market has a big hole to dig out of.
Just 6,000 private sector jobs created, 49,000 overall, and that's after a month in which we actually saw a job loss. So, yeah, we have 10 million people unemployed, 4 million have dropped out of the labor market, and another 2 million are working part-time who really would like full-time work. So we're in a deep hole with respect to the job market and a long way to dig out.
This is USA Radio News. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents revising how they handle arrests and is expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after the White House's initial order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seen concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do. I support ICE. I support the men and women that are there. We just got to find that right policy.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
(061) 638-2306. That is our telephone number backwards for those of you who wish to decipher it and want to call.
Is that because you're traveling backwards in time?
Well, right, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. No, it's actually 603-283-6160 for those of you traveling forward in time, or at least linearly existing like the rest of us humans are.
Just mash the buttons on the phone and talk to whoever picks up.
Speak to an operator.
That's O-Rees. Skis. No, sorry, I can't talk backward.
Speak to an agent.
That was a very Captain Kick-Ass attempt there.
Thank you.
In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from ScienceAlert.com. Claiming that non-paradox time travel is plausible, at least mathematically. Classical dynamics says if you know the state of a system at a particular time, this can tell us the entire history of the system, as you guys have both said. However, Einstein's theory of general relativity predicts the existence of time loops or time travel, where an event can be both in the past and future of itself, theoretically turning the study of dynamics on its head.
We exist on a Mobius strip.
What the calculations show is that space-time can potentially adapt itself to avoid paradoxes. Because we only think linearly, but time doesn't necessarily exist linearly.
Now, I've been toying with a thought like this myself, just that, okay, well, so my thought on this one was, like, if you would travel back in time and do some kind of paradox where you don't end up making the time machine, then when you go to flip it on, it just doesn't work. Like, that was my thought on it, is like, okay, well, if time exists in a nonlinear way where you could, like, step back from the timeline, okay, so it would know, more or less, that that sending you back in time would end up with you not making this machine. So if that were going to occur, it just doesn't happen because the machine doesn't turn on.
Well, to use a topical example, imagine a time traveler journeying into a past to stop a disease from spreading. If the mission was successful, the time traveler would have no disease to go back in time to defeat. Tovar's work suggests that the disease would still escape some other way, through a different route or by a different method, removing the paradox. Whatever the time traveler did, the disease would not be stopped.
See, and that, if we're talking about movies, that kind of parallels with the, you know, the time machine. Right, because he continually travels back in time to, like, save his, you know, darling dear, it was his wife or girlfriend or whatever, and fails every single time, and then, you know, spoiler, goes into the future to try to figure out a way to go back to the past, and then screws it all up.
Tovar's work isn't easy for non-mathematicians to dig into, but it looks at the influence of deterministic processes without any randomness on an arbitrary number of regions in the space-time continuum and demonstrates how both closed timeline curves, as predicted by Einstein, can fit in with the rules of free will and classic physics. The math checks out, and the results are the stuff of science fiction, said physicist Fabio Costa from the University of Queensland, who supervised the research. The new research smooths out the problem with another hypothesis, that time travel is possible, but that time travelers would be restricted in what they did to stop them from creating a paradox. In this model, time travelers have the freedom to do whatever they want, but paradoxes are not possible.
Well, how would that work? Because they would reach out to, like, stop the vial from falling, and they just would not be able.
Right.
That'd be
right. Okay. So, for example,
what is going on with my hands?
So, for example, one possible solution to this one, in that sort of secondary one that where they have free will, but they're limited in certain ways.
Right.
So, for example, let's say you go back in time, like their example of a disease breaks out, right? So you go back in time to keep this disease from breaking out. One thing, you might forget why you went back in time. Like, that piece of information just might not be available to you until it's too late. And then whatever domino falls to start this thing, and then suddenly you remember, oh, right, that's why I'm back here.
Yes, I'm calling this the self-healing indeterministic timeline. You figure out that acronym for yourself. I can't say it on the air.
Okay.
But you're in it now.
So right? if you like, tattooed on your arm, right, like, stop the virus, and then you go back in time, does your tattoo disappear then?
Or maybe you just can't read it. You know, maybe you try and look at it, and every time you try and look at it, it just, yeah. You know, you get all dyslexic.
It's like how Batman figured out he was in a dream because he couldn't read anything.
Like that.
Interesting. While numbers might work out, actually bending space and time to get into the past remains elusive. The time machines that scientists have devised so far are so high concept that they currently only exist as calculations on a page.
Yeah. So if we're being serious for just a moment, my general belief with regard to time travel is that time itself is like the construct that we use to measure things, but that space itself just exists. So you can't go back to a previous, you know, space, you know, existence, because it's just always there.
It just is.
It just is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Right. So, and that's kind of.
I don't follow you at all there.
Well, what he's saying is that, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but my interpretation of what he's saying is the same thing that I said, which is humans experience time in a linear fashion, but time doesn't exist in a linear fashion.
Right. It doesn't exist at all. Right. We've created it as a way to
determine.
It's
a perception.
Yeah. So, like, the ball Earth is just there out in space and doesn't exist in any particular timeline. It's just there.
Well, it's hardly parsimonious. So, I mean, a simpler explanation would involve some kind of time existing, because certainly we can use it as if it did exist.
Well, that's the construct that we've created to make sense of things.
Okay, but you are still left with the problem that it works as if time exists. So then you'd have to have a different explanation for why does it seem to exist as if time exists. Like, I can move this cup.
Right.
And if I do, I will have a memory of it being there instead of where it goes to.
Right.
I can imagine myself moving it, plan on moving it, and then I move it, and then that works. So if time doesn't actually exist, you have to come in and explain why that operation's possible.
Because you just move the cup.
Well, time exists, it's just that our perception of it is only linear.
Mm.
Right? And so that's why we have things like you can obviously visibly see human beings aging. Right, you know, over the course of your life, right, you'll see yourself age, right? You know, I've got gray hair in my beard now that I didn't used to have. And so, well, if time doesn't exist, why is my beard gray, right? Well, time does exist. It's just that human beings are only capable of perceiving it in a linear time fashion.
See, now that makes sense to me. And what I always wondered is, okay, so they basically explain time as a fourth dimension of space.
Right.
So my thought is, well, why would there only be four?
Right, why couldn't there be 8 or 12 or 137?
So, like, there's a YouTube video on the 10th dimension.
Right.
Go figure that one out.
They actually kind of drop the ball after a few of them and just start repeating themselves.
Because it starts to flatten themselves. Yeah. You can go add infinite.
Yeah, they're not adding actual dimensions. They're just repeating themselves.
Well, because you can't perceive the dimensions that they're adding.
Oh, I can.
Oh, okay.
Regarding time travel, this article says, we might get there one day, but Stephen Hawking certainly thought it was possible. If we do get there, then this new research suggests we would be free to do whatever we wanted to in the world of the past. It would readjust itself accordingly. Try as you might to create a paradox, the events will always adjust themselves to avoid any inconsistency, says Costa. The range of mathematical processes we discovered show that time travel with free will is logically possible in our universe without any paradox.
Infinite dimensions with infinite timelines.
Yes. The research has been published in Classical and Quantum Gravity. A version of this article was first published in September of 2020, so this is all very new as far as, you know, the general population is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the infinite universe theories is one of the solutions to this. I'm still a little iffy on that one.
I would hope so.
I'm on board. I fully am on board with, infinite universes. Yep, there are hundreds of millions, bazillions, gazillions.
In one universe, my cup goes this way. In the next one, it goes this way because I did it differently in each iteration.
Yep, and in one universe, your name actually is Richie Rich instead of Richie Rich.
God forbid.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, the special sci-fi Sunday edition. And by sci-fi, I mean science fiction. No reference to the crappy cable channel that puts out crappy television. With the exception of the series known as The Expanse.
The Sci-Fi channel.
Which started on sci-fi, the channel. It was the best thing the sci-fi channel has ever done.
Hey.
Seriously.
Hey, Sharknado?
Firefly.
Oh, that wasn't on sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
It may have eventually made it to sci-fi. It started on Fox.
Yeah. But the reason it was so good was because sci-fi itself did not produce it.
Right.
They paid another company to produce it for them, and then they sort of screwed themselves out of getting paid for the rebroadcast.
Mm.
And so they were like, well, we can't keep going. And so eventually didn't have a home, and then Netflix picked it up and, of course, has kept it strong and steady since then. Was it Netflix? No, Amazon. Sorry, my bad.
Mm.
So anyway, yeah, they basically changed pimps. So
fair enough.
That's what syndication will do to you.
Yeah. At any rate, Bitcoin.com. We heard some news. Snoop Doggy Doge?
Apparently. Breaking news. Unverified at this point.
Unverified, definitely.
Snoop Dogg has changed his name to Snoop Doge.
We have covered here.
I foresee a bright short-term future for Dogecoin.
We have covered here on Free Talk Live
the
celebrities that have taken up talking about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Gene Simmons of KISS is one of them that we've covered. A couple other ones were contained within that article. There's more who are continuing to talk about it and get into it and that type of a thing. So I'm glad about that. I think it's going to take that type of a thing to occur for, well, the regular people to die. It's still early times here in cryptocurrency.
Muggles.
So, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are knowledgeable about crypto, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. Stuff of the future, cryptocurrency is, in my opinion.
Stuff of the present for us, buddy.
I know. So you guys know I've only been in this area for not even 2 years now, year and a half, something like that. And I talked to some folks back out west or in the Midwest. My friends are scattered around the globe, really. But when I talk to other people, like, well, yep, I've still got that, $100 in Bitcoin or whatever it is they put in a couple of years ago or a year right. before I left or whatever. Now it's, $400 or whatever it is. And they have had no opportunity to spend, trade, barter, other than online, right? Maybe going to Purse and getting something, off the Amazon or something like that at a nice discount. But they don't have the daily ability that we do here in New Hampshire, and that is pretty great. I tell them all the time, I live in the future because I can go down to the convenience store and buy a six-pack of craft beer and pay with cryptocurrency. I can go out to dinner and pay with cryptocurrency. I can take my car to a shop and pay for the repairs in cryptocurrency. And that, to me, is living in the future.
Well, not to mention the fact that every time you look at your account, it seems to be at the same level. See, we're spending currency in the pre-stimulus check slash, massive bribery, largest spending bill ever era.
See, that whole same level thing, that's a great selling point for people who are getting new into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a friend, and he was, gifted some Bitcoin for, $5,000. And then, Bitcoin went up to like $6,000. He's like, this is great. I had $5,000 of Bitcoin, and then I bought a TV, and I still have $5,000 of Bitcoin.
Right.
And then it went up to like $7,000, and I bought something else, and I still have $5,000. So as it rises, right, which it's if you look at the chart, that's what it does over a long enough period of time, he always has the same amount of value in crypto, but has all these other items to go with it.
Right. When measured against the dollar, of course. Now, we know here, because we're into this kind of, we live in the future, we use it daily, we know that some of this is also the value of the dollar continuing to go down, right? What I used to be able to get in a shopping cart for $20 at the grocery store 30 years ago does not even compare to, the little bit, tiny bit that I get for $20 today of the same grocery store.
Well, and it's strange because people are so accustomed to this that they think that that's just naturally how it goes. Well, of course things get more expensive over time. No, that's not reality. That is fabricated.
Example, televisions.
Right.
Right? They seem to go up in technological advancements, but continue going down in price.
Right.
Okay, that is a good example for that, but it also demonstrates to some people that the dollar is not collapsing all that quick, because technology usually outpaces the devaluation of the dollar, and that's why you get better technology cheaper.
Right.
But that doesn't happen in all areas.
Now, this is one of the reasons that the economists I prefer don't pay attention so much to where the prices change, but to where the money supply itself changes. So normal economists, they only pay attention to, well, did the price rise? Well, then it counts as inflation of the currency. Now, the Austrians I like, they pay attention to, did you print more money? And here's why. Because if you have that higher technology that is, maybe it is outpacing the inflation of the money supply, well, guess what? Prices were going to go down. All these prices were about to plummet. We were about to be so much richer. But then they added all of this to the money supply, and now we're not richer when we would have been.
Right. And the reason, at least one of the main reasons, in my opinion, that technology outpaces inflation is because technology is one of the least government-regulated subsections of the industries that have ever existed. The internet, when the internet first came out, right? Because I'm older than the internet. It was just left to be. Mm-hmm. Right? It was the Wild West, right? The first rule of the internet, don't put any of your personal information on the internet, right? I still follow that rule.
That's why we all have cool screen names.
That's why I'm still Captain Kickass, because that's where that came from, right? Yes. It started before that, and then the internet came on, and you needed a handle. I'm like, well, I guess I'll use this, and here I am still, right? So, it affects your life in many different ways. But the internet was left alone, largely, and still kind of is, for the most part. As far as development is concerned of technologies, by governments, right? Now, governments, of course, like China, is going to regulate content distribution and what you can browse and all that kind of thing. But what I'm saying is that industry was left alone to sort of, gel and become a thing before governments started stepping and going, well, maybe we should do this and that and the other thing, right? So that's generally what happens with new technology. And when new technology is developed, governments don't know what to do with it. They don't know what kind of effect it's going to have. They don't know how to tax it, is really what I'm saying. And so if they don't know how to tax it, it's left alone, and so it will outpace everything until there's some tangible products and a customer base and a bunch of companies who, sort of evolve as the top two or three or four companies in that particular market of technology. So,
well, it very much reminds me of the response when Tesla was about to make free energy throughout the world. How am I supposed to put a meter on that?
Right.
So I want to go back to you real quick, because an interesting phenomenon came up some months ago during one of the bailouts, and I was my buddy was explaining it to me, and I was having difficulty understanding it. I eventually sort of got it, but he was like a month or two ahead of the curve, because like 2 months later, Mises put out an article that basically confirmed what he was predicting.
Nice.
And that was an increase in the money supply, which you would expect inflationary results.
Right, right.
But what the actual result was being predicted at that time was deflationary decreases in prices across the board. And the reason given to me for that, generally speaking, find the article, because I'm going to do a poor job of communicating this because I don't understand it completely, is that the increase in the money supply was then being used to pay down debt. So it wasn't actually going to circulate into the consumer economy, which is when you would see prices on consumer goods rise. So it was like we're printing all this money and then wiping out debt. So you don't see those inflationary results at the supermarket, so to speak.
That kind of makes sense from a cursory perspective.
It slows it down, but it certainly doesn't keep it up because, if I pay off my debt, guess what? Someone at the bank gets a bonus. He has extra money. Where do you think that money is going to go? Well, it's going to go somewhere.
They're going to go lend it out again.
Exactly.
Yes. But they weren't, because then it was being paid back to the Federal Reserve, who was just clearing it off the books.
Oh, when it gets paid back to the Federal Reserve, that can do it.
603-283-6160. During hour number two, SpaceX announces first all-civilian mission to space. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.